This is Andrew Metrick at the Center for Strategic International Studies, and I'm joined today by Sam Brannan, Senior Fellow at the International Security Program here at CSIS. Sam, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Happy to do it.
So, in your report, you argue that autonomy will be one of the most important technologies driving forward unmanned systems over the next decade. Could you define autonomy for us, and then say a little bit more about the future implications and implementations of this technology?
Sure. The methodology for our report was to convene four expert working groups and to conduct a number of expert interviews around town. The truth is that the literature that exists right now out there on unmanned systems is pretty incomplete, and so you got to go to the real technology-based developers, the operators, and the theoreticians who are thinking about how to use unmanned in the future. And one of the items that kept coming up was the idea of autonomy, the idea that you can have a system that not only doesn't have a human on board, but does not have a human operating it remotely. As today, despite the popular misconception, all of the unmanned aircraft and ground vehicles that we operate, there might be a couple of experimental exceptions out there, but are manned by a pilot using a control system. So the idea going forward is that you would actually have these platforms operating either discrete tasks or a range of tasks by themselves. What's actually possible in autonomy is also sometimes overstated. There's an idea that all of a sudden you could have a science fiction-like, completely human-independent system out there doing amazingly complicated things, and that's just not true. We know that machines have a long way to go with catching up with human intelligence and the way that humans can perform tasks. But increasingly, we might want to automate certain functions of autonomous systems. For instance, landing and takeoff, which by and large are not autonomous in the current generation, might want to look at ways to use autonomy to save bandwidth. Communication bandwidth is a key bottleneck for the current generation of unmanned systems. And we might want to use autonomy where it's advantageous over human decision-making time, and we already do that in some of the systems that we have deployed, specifically in Aegis and other missile defense systems.
Thank you so much for talking to us today, Sam.